my son was throwing food on the floor. He's two, and it was making me crazy because my five-year-old is perfect. She never threw anything on the floor. And so I asked my wife what we should do about it. And we're teachers. Like, I kept thinking, we should be able to fix this. And she was going to the pediatrician that day anyway. So she said, I'll ask the doctor if he has any advice. And when she came home that night, I asked her what the advice was. And my wife said, he said we have to take the food away from my son when he starts throwing it. And then she said, and I know that's going to be really hard for you. And she was right, but I didn't know why she said that. So I asked her, you know, why would you say that? And she said, because I know when you were a kid, you didn't always have enough food. So you never want to take food away from the kids. And then she told me that she knew I overpacked the kids' lunch boxes every day. And she never wanted to let me know that I was sending my kids to school with more food than they could ever eat. So she was unpacking the lunch box after I left for work every day. And she didn't want to tell me that because she knew that giving my kids lots of food made me happy. And I just had this little moment at the dining room table where I realized that my wife knew me better than I ever realized. Like, I didn't really think she knew that I was so hungry when I was a kid, but she had put all my stories together and sort of figured it out. And that little moment ends up being one of people's favorite stories that I tell. But it's not about me. You know, I was arrested and tried for a crime I didn't commit. And, you know, I've had to be resuscitated twice using CPR. And I've been through some horrible, like, robberies, and just some really strange things have happened to me. But that little moment at the dining room table, when my wife says that to me, that's the moment people really want to hear about. And I believe everyone has those moments, and they just go by unnoticed unless we mark them down and start telling them.